Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Let's go back to your phone calls. Billy, in the order they were received, unless they disagree. Does anybody disagree here? Scott in Texas. Thanks for holding, sir. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great to speak to you.
Good to talk to you, brother. What's on your mind?
Have you ever heard of Kent Hovind? I was just trying to recommend him as a guest once in a while. My question is, what else can you take to decalcify your pineal gland besides the X2?
Well, that's a good question. I should ask some of the experts. I mean, I know that the bad halogens, fluoride, bromide, bromine, chloride, that all gets into the pineal and calcifies it. That's a fact. But I don't know what else is known to be able to decalcify that. I know that pure iodine is able to do it. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I started a few months ago, and yeah, like you said, it took a couple weeks to, it kind of runs you down, but then the boost of energy, but just your lifestyle becomes better with it. I'm truly grateful for that. I put my kids on it, my wife's on it, we all love it.
Bye. What do you think, well, God bless you, brother, what do you think Trump should do?
He's definitely got to go in the offense. Like you said, he's just got to be straight with us. Tell us what's really going on. Give as much information to us as he can. Like, he has to be honest with the public, and we will respond. The Patriots will respond in a positive way.
He just has to go after Fauci and the vaccine and Bill Gates. He's just scared it'll crash the stock market.
He can't worry. I mean, the bubble is already deflating. Like, it's eventual. It will happen eventually. He just has to be real with us.
Getting back briefly to the iodine, what was it like? I mean, how many weeks till you felt toxic taking it, and then how long till you didn't feel toxic, and then hit the other side? Because that's what everybody reports.
Yeah, it started about 2 weeks after I started taking it, and then, I mean, my wife even asked me, she's like, what's wrong with you? You just seem so distant. And, yeah, for maybe 2-3 weeks process after the other side, like, it was just, I'm a different person. Like, I've always been outgoing.
Well, that's what happens is, and I don't want to get technical, but because I'm not a doctor, but this is what I believe and what I've seen. You've got all that fluoride and things in there clouding up the pineal gland, which they admit is like the seat of the soul. And then when it starts breaking up and flaking out and moving out, it gets kind of worse for a while because it's breaking up. But then after that clears out, then it's like one morning you wake up and it's like, wow. And the dreams you have and just everything. And again, iodine's essential. And no one knows that it's almost completely out of the soil. It's not in the food. The UN admits that almost 3 billion people have mental disabilities on the planet, have lower IQs because of lack of iodine. Is that not insane?
It is insane. My 5-year-old was asked just 2 days ago at her martial arts class. Other kids were like, hey, do you have this game on your tablet? She's like, why do I need a tablet? She's a 5-year-old. She said, why do I need a tablet? And they were like, what do you mean? What do you do for fun? She's like, I'm a kid. I go outside and play. I play with my toys. I use my imagination. The other children grouped around her. Like, you can see a leadership follow. But they were just blown away that she was like, I do not want tablets. And I give it credit to no fluoride in her system, all 5 years, no vaccines. She's smarter than anyone, any child I've known. And I've raised 5 kids that aren't my own. She's completely different, and I give it credit. No vaccines. I give it credit in this last few months to the X2 and X3. It's just completely different when you don't give kids fluoride compared to, say, her sister that has fluoride.
Well, that's it. I mean, iodine is the opposite of fluoride. The globalists want you to have fluoride. They don't want you to have iodine. Wonder why. Amazing testimony. God bless you, Scott. And I know you thank God for those great children you've got. We pray for them. We'll be right back with more calls, and I'll hit the big pedophile ring story.
Affordable Food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality affordable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Continue with your phone calls in a moment. I am Alex Jones, your host. But let's look at Chrissy Teigen and her creepy boyfriend and all the weird stuff that she's involved in. People started looking through her Twitter because she would fly around with Jeffrey Epstein on his plane and Ghislaine Maxwell. And they found the quotes where she talked about, I'd like to eat people at restaurants. I get off sexually on little girls spreading their legs. Sex with kids is no big deal. You can go read these tweets for yourself. Chrissy Teigen blocks 1 million Twitter accounts driving conspiracy theories that links her to Jeffrey Epstein, Fox News. But it goes on to admit she's friends with him, flew on the pedophile airplane, and then she made all of these disgusting comments on Twitter that she's now been deleting, that she doesn't want people to see. Meanwhile, shock, Amazon sells sports bag with a photo of a child with tape over their mouth inside the bag. They put the color version of that up in a moment. But let's put up some of her tweets for folks, some of the ones that aren't too pornographic. Seeing little girls do the splits half naked is just, I want to put myself in jail. Hashtag toddlers and tiaras. Remember Salon and Vice and HBO with men watching half naked 4-year-olds dance, saying they're getting erections. This is them throwing in your face what they're into. I'm about to Anthony Weiner this kid. Talking about a child she wants to have sex with. I just saw a baby that looked like a porn star. Like a trashy do-anything porn star. Is this wrong to think? This is Hollywood, folks. And then making fun of Christ being killed. She's just a standard, empty devil worshiper that only feels alive if she's doing something evil. She's deleted 60,000 tweets because she's worried for her family. That's right. Oh, people are being mean to her. I'm 1,000,000% going to be a child from toddlers and tiaras for Halloween. Can we fast forward time, please? I am beyond excited. And what does James Gunn do for Hollywood? He puts on child molestation parties where people dress up like children, women, and then have sex with men. And if you buy the Cowboys bag from Nike, it has the image of a child taped up inside. Writer-director James Gunn fired from Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 over offensive tweets. People say, oh, it's just comedy. But it wasn't really just comedy, ladies and gentlemen. It's what they're into. It's what they do. It's the club. Here is Chrissy, we were just talking about cannibalism, because at the end of the day, that's all this is. And if you'll hurt children, you'll hurt anybody. That's what this cannibalism is. Here it is.
The person okayed it. I would eat a human. If you were in a very fancy restaurant and they were like a tiny piece of human meat.
No. I think the only way
out.
Would
you try a tiny bite?
No.
Really?
Absolutely not.
American Trump.
Now, again, the old Jones, you said you eat your neighbors. I mean, if society collapsed like Jonathan Swift, that's where we're headed, and I don't want that to happen. No, I wouldn't eat my neighbors. But look at this. This ties into her. It's all about abuse of children. Medical experiments on children. Medical experiments on young people. That's what the whole trans movement is. Lawsuit. Teen boy forced to take estrogen shots after diagnosed with oppositional defiant disorder. You know, you've heard they've said, oh, let's give estrogen to child molesters, hoping that won't make them want to rape children, but it doesn't work. But now, if you're in juvenile hall and you don't behave yourself, you're not there for rape or any of that. You're just defiant. We're going to give you estrogen shots that they say will make you behave yourself. The story's on InfoWars.com. It's a Kit Daniels article that needs to go absolutely viral. Well, they just found another thing of her. Talking about having sex with 13-year-olds. God almighty. I mean, Tony Podesta was in full-page articles praising child porn in 2007 in the Washington Post. They are externalizing their sickness. Wow. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this. I'm not even going to read this on air. Lawsuit. Teen boy forced to take estrogen shots and were diagnosed with oppositional defiant disorder. 16-year-old boy was forced to take estrogen shots at a Los Angeles juvenile hall after he was diagnosed with oppositional defiant disorder. The teenager, who didn't respect authority, was given estradiol, a form of female hormone estrogen, as treatment by a doctor, resulting in him developing bitch tits, a condition that causes males to grow enlarged breasts due to higher than normal level of estrogen, according to the suit. Plaintiff further alleges that the experimental treatment has been or is being given to male youth within the county of Los Angeles. Really think so? Juvenile courts. What it is sterilization. If you get this long enough, you're sterilized. Juvenile courts, juvenile halls, and juvenile detention facilities without first obtaining their voluntary and informed consent. Yeah, it's medical experiments. It started 50 years ago in England with prisoners. Now it's children. Now it's retarded children. Now it's autistic children. Now it's prisoners. We had a call today that had problems. We didn't make it on air. Yeah, Adult Swim makes fun of this. It's all so sick, kids in cages, what Albert Kinsey did. They're so proud of themselves. And they're externalizing their entire hierarchy to us. It's all about killing children, all about locking them up in cages, all about raping them, all about fetishizing them, because they need an army of people that have no soul. And they're all weird, chicken-necked, weak leftists. And no one stops them. No one stands up to them. No one resists them. And so they believe they have total power. And I apologize to the first caller today. He said he was in a jail where they're already testing COVID on him. I know that goes on for a fact. And then he had an audio problem, so I hung up on him. I apologize. I didn't know that. I would have stayed with you. I'm just sick of calls calling in there, listening to the radio, and then they don't get on. But, I mean, they already covered up a bunch of bad effects of the vaccine. They already covered up some of the poster people that were out promoting it as a great thing. They got really sick, and then it got covered up. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been exposing that. This is crazy. The teenager's parents brought the lawsuit because they say they were never informed about the estrogen shots or his oppositional defiant disorder. Totally illegal, folks. That's secret experimentation. I mean, they're chopping millions of little boys' balls off. Of course they'll do this. I mean, there is no any kind of indication that provided estradiol to an adolescent male to any kind of acceptable treatment for anything. The boy's lawyer, Wes Ochi, told Witness LA, we think it's an experiment and we think it's likely to be only time they use the treatment experimentally. Oh, no. It's going on widespread, like shooting blacks up with syphilis, Democratic Party. To make his point, the lawyer said he was curious that the staff would have estradiol readily available for treatment. Another key point is the staff believed the teenager had slightly elevated testosterone levels, according to the complaint. Oh, all the males need your estrogen. And what does fluoride do? Lower your testosterone as well. It's all about gelding you. It's a global scientific project to make it fancy and cool to roll out secret experimentation on children. All right, we got loaded phone calls from Reuben, Russell, Walt, Kenny, Andre, Matthew, Craig, Charles, Shaggy, Matt, Alex. The longer you've been holding, the faster I go to you on the other side. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Please stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Joe Collins is going to be in the studio with us next hour. He's running against Maxine Waters. Got some nice folks that have brought him here to be in the studio with us today. So we look forward to that. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Right now, let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. I'm going to go in the order that these calls have been received. So up next would be, let's go to Matthew in Michigan. Matthew, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, sir?
I'm good, brother.
I am kind of concerned with everything going on because being in Michigan, as you kind of mentioned earlier, with Whitmer mandating the mask, I've gone into different stores and I've been had to turn away because I'm not going to wear a mask, and I've been turned away because I haven't been wearing a mask. So that's kind of concerning there, how people turn into sheep and will do anything they can to feel safe. Just imagine what they'll do when vaccines and make them with the fourth inoculation.
Well, that's what this is all a test for. We're being inducted into the cult. We're not joining the Marine Corps or the Army and being put through boot camp to make sure we're part of the club. We're being put into a cult of communism. But the Georgia governor says it's illegal. The Fifth Circuit and other courts are saying it's illegal to make folks wear masks. If you have anxiety, you just say, I have a medical issue. They're not allowed to ask you. So again, this is all an attempt to force you into this.
Correct. And to get into the next point I wanted to bring up quick was what can we do as well as Trump do? So this biggest point, I think, is going to be on us. As General Flynn called us the digital soldiers, we need to continue to fight. And I think right now there is a great awakening that has happened. And I know that was kind of the title of your show today about everything going on when it comes to, like, this Chrissy Teigen and then the pedophilia being exposed. I've seen left-wing people on my friends start to turn into and notice the sex trafficking and the child trafficking, as well as people left-wing that have turned against the government, Fauci, and not wearing the mask, and notice it was all a big political thing, because at first it was just to flatten the curve. Now, as you talked about in one of your videos earlier, just keep tightening the noose and tightening it tighter and tighter.
Well, that's it, brother. Great points, Matthew. Thanks for the call. Okay, who's up next here? Let's go to another caller in Ohio. Matt, you're on the air. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, brother?
Good. Thanks for calling.
No problem. First, before I get to my point, I just want to tell you, DeWine, our governor, is out of control himself. Last night, he even had a press conference pretty much, you know, asking Ohioans to wear masks. And then he was smirking the whole entire time during the thing. You can go back and even probably find the whole entire press conference. And I hope Trump does something about DeWine, because he's honestly out of control. He's on a power trip himself. And honestly, governors cannot, you know, make laws, you know. So, I mean, yeah, they'll mandate stuff, but like you said, it's against our freedom. It's totally illegal. And now we even have stores here in Ohio saying that you can't come into their property unless you wear a mask. Walmart came out and announced that. Kroger came out and announced that. All kinds of stores are coming out and announcing that you can't even go shop inside their stores unless you wear a mask. And my point is, I think this is leading to the mark of the beast system. You know, first it's no mask, you know, no service, and then it's going to lead to the mark of the beast.
Well, sir, you're right. Bill Gates admits it's for contact tracing, forced inoculation, and preparing you to have apps on your phone to be able to buy and sell or get in your car and drive down the road. That's what they're getting us ready for.
Yep, and this is a cashless society, like you said. And then another point I wanted to make, because I know you have callers back, you know, backed up. Check out Justin Bieber. He had a video a while back called Yummy. And he was exposing the whole entire industry, the pedophile elites, in that video. If you've never checked that out, go check that out, too. I recommend that because I think just...
I heard he was. I didn't watch it. What's he cover?
Yeah.
What's he cover?
He exposes how they're, you know, eating children pretty much in the video. If you go watch the video, he shows how they're, you know, taking advantage of children. And even at the end of the video, it shows, like, a child's dress laid behind and stuff like that. And he also had a guy in there looking like Podesta. It's actually a very enlightening video And he even actually touched his hat subliminally because a person asked him on Instagram. And he's like, hey, was this really what this was about? And he touched his hat to let people know that, you know, that's what it was about. And one last thing, I do have a channel myself on YouTube. I mean, they're trying to shadow ban me, called Truth Seeker. And I have a video talking about the Chrissy Teigen stuff on there if y'all want to try to find me and watch that. But they've been trying to shadow ban me. But, you know, it's just ridiculous how YouTube's
trying. But, brother, you're fighting back, and that's what matters. Tell us your YouTube channel again.
Yep. It's called Truth Seeker. It's all one word, Truth Seeker. I can probably even email it to you if you want to check it out.
All right, brother. Thank you so much, man. Yeah, the system uses children and the abuse of children as a currency and for control and for blackmail, and the whole thing's coming down. So they can try to make us wear masks, and they can try to start wars, and they can try to implode the economy, but they are being exposed, and they know it. All right, let's go to Walt in New York. Walt, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, brother.
Alex, there's 2 points I want to make. The first point is that the time is very short to the election. Trump needs to leverage the electronic media. And to do that, he should borrow an idea from FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He needs fireside chats on a dedicated web channel. He can set that up and come on a regular basis. He can talk directly to the people. He's very effective, and he'll swing the election with that.
I agree, because they've shut down his rallies with the COVID hoax. He should just have virtual rallies and then say, send out invites to, say, 100 people. Maybe he takes questions from or something digitally.
Wonderful idea. And the second thing is, I think he should, on one of those channels, talk about Roger Stone and say he wants to extend a full pardon to Roger Stone. Then Roger Stone is a force to be reckoned with, and he can dedicate his full time, instead of raising money, he can dedicate his full time to reelect the president, and he's very effective. He's a very powerful person.
I agree with you, brother. Do you agree with me that I think the globalists are losing right now, but not by much, and I think they're going to launch some new big scam? We've already seen so many hoaxes, so many frauds. Do you agree with me? What do you think the next fraud might be?
I don't know, but I'll say this, Alex. The electronic media is the way to go. You have to have the power of the electronic media, and Trump was kind of slow on that. He's older generation, and he didn't pick up on that soon enough, and we have censorship, we have all this, but he could set up a dedicated channel, and he could talk directly to the people and go around all these people. As long as the web is up, he can do that, and he'll overcome anything.
Exactly, and now he's gotten rid of Brad Parscale, who's not a bad guy, but just is naive. So I think Trump realizes he's in trouble. And that's good, because look, they have external polls that are fake showing him losing by a huge margin. But his real polls show him slipping to a very thin margin of victory. And so if you add election fraud against that, they will win. So Trump, with 109 days out, you can see he's starting to make some major moves.
Well, way back at the time of Franklin Roosevelt, all they had was radio, and it was extremely powerful then, and he knew it. Can you imagine
the... He needs to have a big topic every night on video. They'll all tune into it. He needs to have a new subject, a new thing he addresses every night. I totally agree with you. Thank you,
sir.
That's
the answer.
Thank you, Walt. All right, we got two more segments ahead of Matt Bracken taking over, and there's a doctor who's a state senator in Minnesota who's done a great job exposing COVID as an overblown hoax. They're trying to take his license right now. We're going to air a few segments of that at the start of the next hour, but I've got a bunch of other news I want to hit as well. Please don't forget, we have Christmas in July sale, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and all these items that were sold out that are back in, we have those on sale as well. But I'll tell you, as soon as I'm able to sell the new products we've got, I've got to get one more certificate, and then we're going to sell them. This sale will be over. So it might be next Monday. It might be next Friday. It might be 2 days from now. As soon as the certificate comes in, I've got 10 new products we're really excited about, a year in development that we're about to put out. And so this sale will end. So take advantage of it. Your Brain Force, your Turbo Force, your Survival Shield X2, all of it, 50% off, Vitamin Fusion, Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and so much more. And thank you all for your support. But these are products you should try. You really should try them. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style, total net surveillance, censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover. this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson sites, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. Here we are. We're taking a lot of phone calls. And then next hour, we have a guest in studio. Then Matt Bracken is coming up. We're continuing with your phone calls right now. Let's see who's been holding the longest here. And then I have one little piece of news that I want to hit on the vaccine front. Who's been holding the longest? Is it Kenny or is it Alex? I think it's one of those. Or is it Andre? We're going to go to Kenny in Ohio here in just a moment. But first, bad news for Moderna. That's one of the companies that Fauci and Gates are invested in. And the NIH owns part of the vaccine. Not a conflict of interest or anything. Just let the weasel run the hen house, that's all. Bad news for Moderna. More evidence shows COVID-19 antibodies disappear not long after the infection. The vaccine doesn't work. Big article on Zero Edge. Meanwhile, this man behind the curtain's got something for you. He does want to depopulate you, but you should trust him. Bill Gates says Indian pharma industry soon able to produce COVID-19 vaccine for entire world. Yes, even though they've got all these ill effects and side effects and illnesses from the vaccine, they're reporting in the Associated Press that half the people in vaccine trials are getting very sick and having adverse reactions. See, the vaccine is the real COVID-19. It's the real bio attack. And they're getting you trained to wear the mask and don't leave your house so you'll accept this in the future. This is it. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls here. Let's talk to Kenny in Ohio. Kenny, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
I want to talk about the psychological issues that are going on right now with people going to be forced back into their homes, back away from society, and what it's going to cause for people that are on the cusp of mental breakdown, taking everything away from us, going to shove us back in, going to tell us what we have to do, what we can't do.
Well, that's right. It's causing depression. It's causing breakdown of society. It's causing people to go into debt. It's causing major homes to be repossessed. It's siege to make us blame America and blame Trump.
Well, it's just all part of the psychological plan.
I think you're muffling your phone. Take your hand off your phone.
Okay. It's just like everything that's part of their psyche. It's gonna destroy everything. That's what they're planning to do. If they can't physically do it, they're going to mentally break us down to where everybody's forced to live in their homes and not come back out. And
that's right. But if you're aware of someone trying to oppress you and don't give up, it makes you stronger. If you have Stockholm Syndrome and submit, they win. But if you're aware they're trying to break your will and decide to be happy and more successful and expose them, they get defeated. You see their gamble.
Yeah, it's basically what they want. They want us all to be robots. And that's not going to happen. I mean, it's already starting with the Walmarts, Best Buys. Now you can't even, can't have cash.
Oh, yeah. It's all the big corporations are the ones that are doing this. They're the ones behind it. So why support them? Why go to them? Because they're out to get you. You can't shop with them. You have to let them know.
Sometimes it's the only place you can go for those. I live in, 15 miles away from a Walmart in each section. So that's all.
Sir, I understand that. That's why you're going to have to drive further and pay more. Because in the end, they're going to tell you to take a brain shift or the mark of the beast to go there. I mean, that's been their plan.
I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to comply.
I understand. But now's the time to say no. God bless you, Kenny. I appreciate your call. Good points. Let's talk to Alex in Michigan, where the governor is completely out of control. Alex, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex.
Thank you.
I wanted to address your last caller's question about what products also decalcify the pineal gland. The Bodies product from InfoWarsStore.com will take fluoride out of your system. If your crew wants to just do a quick search of fluoride removal using turmeric, get all kinds of articles. And I'm not bragging, but if you listen to this phone call, we can save America right now. If you don't cut me short, I got some points to make.
Go ahead.
I got the blueprint right here. The Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ is going to lead me through this. And we're going to defeat the Knight of Malta, Globalist Eugenics, and Bellacorp. With the Rothschilds, Gates, and Soros are all Knights of Malta. And above them, you have the Jesuit Black Nobility and the Black Pope. And above that, you have these Merovingian bloodlines that are the Nephilim fallen angel type evil dudes running things right now. But to save America, Trump needs to fire Jesuit Fauci, put Mike Adams as the natural national health director, and then... If we can't save America, we have to move to Greenland. We have to move to Greenland, and we have to start hemp farms, any kind of farms, get some product, get our GDP going. And we'll take this remnant of America that still loves America. We'll just take our ideas to Greenland. And the rest of you scum that don't want to live in a good America anymore, you can just have it. And we'll
move. All right, Alex, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Taking a lot of calls today. Doing a good job. You guys are doing a great job. Andre in New York, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. So yesterday, Cuomo, late last night, Cuomo decided to put police in all of the airports.
Oh, yeah. Even though courts say it's unconstitutional, the medical checkpoints he's setting up, he's doing it.
Right. But here's the good news. The good news is he admitted that the contact tracing isn't working, that people are not giving him the information. So this is why he's doing that. He said that. And another thing is, I'm telling you right now, New York is going red because there's a lot of people that are the silent majority. I feel that way is going in California. And the more that they do this, the more it's going to get worse. But
by the way, let me raise that because I think even a few weeks ago, Trump was in trouble. But I can see it. I can feel it. I think the public's really waking up. Police all over the country are refusing to wear masks. In big cities like L.A., New York, Austin, the people are seeing through it. I think they've really pushed too far. What do you think?
Well, what I think is there's, like I said, a silent majority because he even came out and said he knows there's a lot more people voting for him, but they don't want to deal with the people that hate him, number one. Number two, I am such a big advocate of his because I'm around your age, so I've been watching Trump. You know, from way back, he's been saying the same thing over and over. Everything he has been saying has been legit with China, with this, with that. And one important thing, this man was able to build in Manhattan with the okay from the mafia. Okay. Five families. If he can't take down the globalists and the deep state and he could deal with the five families in New York, if you are not from New York, you don't understand it. If you're from New York, you totally get it. He will defeat them. And I really feel confident about that. So I just wanted to let you know.
What you're saying is absolutely true. And look, Trump's totally for real. He's surrounded, but he has right on his side. And that's why the enemy is so desperate, though, because every time they run a new hoax, it ends up failing, so they expand the hoax. I'm just concerned, and I'm asking listeners, what do you think the next big thing is going to be? Because you know with 109 days out, I mean, they're going to pull something else. What do you think, Andre?
Well, what I think is they're just going to expand on this COVID because, like, I had a girlfriend. She just left New York on Saturday to move down to Florida, and she said there was a checkpoint in Atlanta. There was no cops in Atlanta. So she went right through. So that's another lie that they're saying. They're not being able to get it. I don't know what the next big thing is, but I do know that without the police on the streets and the big police organization just endorsed him yesterday, the bikers from Trump.
Oh, yeah. I want to tell listeners, it's not hype that crime's exploded. Where I live, just crime is rampant now.
Well, it's rampant, but I'll tell you what. It's rampant in the poor states, like this lovely, wonderful BS AOC, and Tucker Carlson is right on.
No, you're right. It's all the blue cities and blue states are hellholes.
Right, but out just in the city, outside of the city, in the suburbs, they're fine. I'm sure you live in a suburb.
No, you're absolutely right. Thank you, Andre. Great points. It's just imagine, folks. They literally are saying turn the police off. This is villainous insanity. This is absolutely crazy. I mean, it's designed to create martial law. We're taking a lot of calls. We'll be right back with more of your calls on the other side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizer
sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Well, we've got a candidate who's got some good backers and is a good guy joining us in studio running against Maxine Waters. I'll continue with your phone calls right through. And then we've got, of course, Matt Bracken, who's got a lot to say, always informative, author, former Navy SEAL, patriot, really a smart guy. He'll talk about what the globalists are planning next. That's what I've asked him to cover. That's coming up fourth hour ahead of the war with Owen Schroyer. All right. Let's take five phone calls in the next 10 and a half minutes we have in this segment. Who's been home the longest here? That would be Shaggy in Texas, then Charles in Georgia. Shaggy, go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? I want to make this quick and methodical. First of all, X2 will blow you away to include all InfoWars products, and that ain't no joke. Go ahead and grab them. I want to urge President Trump to make an executive order forbidding contact tracing and an end to all these germophobic, anti-human COVID measures. And another point, everyone needs to get back to the actual town square and begin the undoing of the global agenda, putting a muzzle on we the people. Apply the pressure to all the pedophile networks to include Amazon, Wayfair, and every other pedo network and deal with them with extreme prejudice. Expose and destroy the anti-human agendas behind every giganet. The silent majority is the hardworking people that make this country so doggone great. God bless the USA and church. Start standing on the unshaken foundation the Lord has already established for you. When you email the White House, email the White House by whitehouse.gov. All right, go to the contact portion. Email the president. Blow him up. Seriously. Every single American.
No, I agree with you, Shaggy, but what do you make about Tegan? All these things openly saying she likes pedophilia. I mean, these people are like out in the open.
Yeah, no, this lady, this freaking demon, she needs to be checked by the FBI time yesterday, time years
ago. Oh, absolutely. You know what's on our computers.
Exactly. And that's, unless you bleach them, other than that, you can go ahead and sift through all that demonic filth that these...
And you're right. She's not a woman. She's an entity that's been taken over.
Yeah, no, that's disgusting. They're completely into the satanic ritualism with spirit cooking and all that. So, yeah, no, these people are demons, and that's for sure.
Powerful point, Shaggy. We're going to jump to the next person as we get to everybody. Here she is talking about eating people.
The person okayed it. I would eat a human. If you were in a very fancy restaurant and they were like a tiny piece of human meat.
No. I think the only way
you
I
would try a tiny bite?
No.
Really?
Absolutely not.
American child.
When I was having a dental implant put in, they wanted to put a piece of cadaver in my mouth for the post for the new tooth. When the other tooth got to get pulled, I said, "Nope, get me bovine. I've eaten enough beef anyways." And they said, "Yeah, it works just as good. I just don't want something else inside me." But the media spins that I want to eat people. I said, "This is Jonathan Swift for the lawyers. I don't want to eat people. I'm saying society collapses. You guys are causing this. I'll eat my neighbors. I'll eat my liberal neighbors." As really a threat to say, you idiots, get what you're doing? I'll cover that actually at the start of the next hour. Then I've got this medical doctor who's a state senator trying to fire because he exposed COVID as a fraud. I mean, since when can you not tell the truth? Well, since the left had cancel culture. The answer is don't give in to that. Say no to it. We've done it. We built our own network, our own platform, our own system. That's why every AM and FM station deserves your support. That's why InfoWars is here is because of the affiliates. And the enemy knows that. They've targeted them. They've harassed them. But that actually made most of the affiliates take us from nighttime to live. When you call up and threaten the owners or program directors and tell them you're going to kill them, they don't take us off. Talk radio is a little bit different. So I almost don't want to tell the deep state how they screwed up, but it doesn't work calling up threatening radio station owners. They're used to it. So that really backfired for you. You got a lot of more affiliates and better air times because of your death threats. And I don't wish that on the stations, but know this. We don't know any stations bow to this crap. When Soros and Media Matters put a list of them out and tried to harass them, it had the opposite effect, dirtbags, because not all Americans get on their knees in the face of threats. A lot of people dig their heels in and get pissed. And that's the spirit we need. Like this bean company. The president did do a great job. There's like five times the amount of food being donated ever has been. The poor are getting all the food they need. The globalists want them rioting out there. And then they tried to turn that into a bad thing that the bean company gave more beans than anybody else. It's like, it's sick. All right, I said I'd go to five calls in a segment. I'll never do that now, but who's up next now here? Charles in Georgia. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you're talking about Trump making some big moves. I like that. There's a huge one running in the background that nobody's really thinking about, and it's so huge that Trump has to do it. Not only because it's the right thing to do, but it'll negate everything they're trying to do.
He should move to Parler
right now. No. People aren't thinking about the fact that they shut down the economy so people can't go back to work, can't work. But while that's going on, everybody's credit reports are getting trashed in the background. Trump needs to come out and order the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the FTC to order the credit bureaus to give the entire country a credit reset.
That is genius. A jubilee. Trump should call for a credit report jubilee. Everyone will back him. It's the right thing to do. The big banks position this to make us debt slaves. Trump must announce a credit jubilee. That is freaking genius.
Absolutely. It undoes everything because they're trying to make everybody serfs. They get you caught in what's called a downward spiraling loop where your credit's trashed and you can't buy things like furniture and durable goods and freezers and refrigerators or any of that stuff if your credit's bad. You got to have good credit. And most people don't have cash on hand for stuff like that. So all those industries, the housing industry, they're all screwed if everybody's got a 520 credit score. So all these restaurant workers and everybody else restore their trade lines.
By the way, none of them are getting bailouts. That's what's so evil about this. And remember, the Democrats did this, folks, not Trump.
Right. Restore their credit back to wherever their score was on, like, January 31st. No lates, no consumer lates.
No, I agree. Don't give them a perfect score. That'd be fraud. Restore it to what it was January 31st. You are damn right, sir.
It undoes everything. Because they want.
We got to get an article out. We got to take a clip of this. We've got to get this to Trump. I'm going to talk to Roger Stone. I'm going to get a hold of Trump. This is absolutely genius. Because people just don't need a moratorium on bills, which didn't happen for most people. They need it to go back to where it was because they didn't do this.
Yeah, they did it to everybody in the housing mess, and they.
Oh, it's like the Democrats rubbing their eyeballs in payday loans. They're all just, and again, every time I look, it's Democrats. You don't have Republicans doing that. And I'm not even trying to lionize Republicans, but compared to Democrats, Republicans are like moron goody two shoes, man. And the Democrats are a criminal, larcenous group of trash.
Yeah, all these restaurant workers and everybody that are having their credit.
Oh, everywhere I go, people are like, oh, we're glad to be reopened. We're glad you're here. And I go, did you get a bailout? Every waiter, every waitress, every bartender said no. They said, I'm mortgaging my house. I'm losing my house. It pisses me off.
Yeah, put their credit back. No lates. Restore their oldest trade lines. Or there's
and then they can put pressure on all these companies. Oh, it's for COVID. You big loan-sharking banks. Oh, sir, Trump better do this. He better put pressure on to do it. Beautiful, sir. Any other genius ideas, Charles?
Well, Biden and his credit card company people, you know, he's Mr. Credit Card Company. They're all foaming at the mouth that everybody's going to be stuck in serfdom. Trump needs to make a big deal out of this. Come out and say, hey, regular money.
No, you're right. This will win the election. He makes it all about Mr. Credit Card Company, Biden, Mr. Loan Shark, Mr. Payday Loan, Mr. Screw Your Credit. And he says, hey, reparations for black people. How about reparations for everybody who got screwed by this, that your credit goes back to where it was in January of this year? That is genius, 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 genius.
Watch how fast the COVID thing disappears after everybody's credit gets restored, too, because they won't have everybody sitting at home in a it's over. They won't.
Well, they love it. COVID gives them a cashless society. Everybody's in debt. The United Nations runs it. It teaches us to stay in our houses. It's peer pressure. It's cult control. It just on every front, it's a new world order takeover. God bless you, Charles. All right. Listen, we got a guest in studio for at least 3-4 segments. And then if everybody's still there, I did a pretty good job. We got like 20 phone lines. So there's. We've got Rubens up next, then Russell, and then it goes right through all the other callers. Christine and Anonymous and Shoal and Shrimp Dog. We've got to go to Shrimp Dog. So we'll get to everybody when we start the next hour. Briefly, we have a new campaign shirt. I'm looking for the right shirt for 2020. And when I saw the Democrats in USA Today said that the American Eagle's Nazi because it was standing on top of a globe that was the American flag, that's the Marine Corps symbol, it's everything else. Newsflash, the Nazis copied us, and we copied the Romans. So, but the point is, oh, look, that flag, it's Nazi. No, it's not. The Mexican flag isn't Nazi either, and the Iraqi flag's an eagle, too. It's not. The Russian flag's a double-headed eagle. It's not Nazi, okay? But they want to say every symbol the left owns. No, you don't own this. Betsy Ross flag, abolitionist flag, on the breastplate, or the eagle sits on top of it. 20 stars around it. Infowars.com on the back. Keep America great. With the Betsy Ross flag on the right-hand shoulder. It is a gorgeous shirt. Two different designs. Infowarsstore.com. Store-wide free shipping right now. Get the Betsy Ross American Eagle shirt. Two different designs. Guaranteed to trigger America haters. This is the shirt. Get it. Infowarsstore.com. Free shipping right now. And we have the privacy pockets that are selling out as well. Stay with us.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.